Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, we are back. I know you guys have probably forgotten who I am because it's been a long time since our last episode of The Short Score, but it's your host, Taylor Vollen, and like I said, The Short Score is finally back. So I'll be honest, I didn't mean for this much time to pass between episodes. Life has just been a little crazy the last few months. I just got married a week or two ago, but we are not here to talk about me, of course. So let's just get right to business. There has been a lot of things that have happened since our last episode, of course, but I kind of want to bring you guys in on what's been going on just the last 2 weeks. There has been so much in the world of the WCRA. We had WCRA Rodeo Corpus Christi, not this past week, but the week before. And I want you guys to hear from those winners. They're two guys you know very well, of course. But for the second year in a row, the winners and the second place team qualified for the Kid Rocks Rockin' Rodeo, which was this previous weekend. Our Corpus Christi winners, like I said, you know these guys well, Andrew Ward and Jake Long. They were on quite the roll in Corpus, actually. They took the win with a 5.43 in the three-man round. Before that, like I said, though, they had some good success. All in all, they cashed in $28,000 in Corpus. And they also got Andrew a spot in Arlington at the Kid Rocks Rockin' Rodeo. Of note, Jake was already in for the Kid Rock Rodeo. He was drafted by Trevor Brazil on his team, the Lowriders, whereas Andrew had to fight for his spot at Corpus, like I said. We had our team in Corpus getting all of the footage and the stories, all the behind-the-scenes things, and our dear Casey Allen over at BarrelRacing.com grabbed Andrew and Jake for me since I actually wasn't there this year. I thought they had some neat insight into the drag race style, stoplight start system, horsepower, and just kind of what the rest of the year looks like. So I hope you guys enjoy these conversations that Casey had with Andrew and Jake.
Yeah, and you guys were pretty on it all week. Talk to me about that start and how you nailed it.
Now, I don't know if I was nailing it or not. I just went with the strategy of when the gate opened, get going. I didn't really pay a lot of attention to the lights. And then I was riding Biscuit, and he's really good in the box, so he just lined me up and let me take off. And that was kind of my strategy because I had that was my first time against those lights, and I didn't ever even think about timing it, like, to get a great start. So
did it feel weird? What was it like mentally trying to back in there and time that?
It was kind of weird because the first night on the big screen, they counted you down from like 16 seconds, and so I looked up, and when it got to about 4 or 5 seconds, I would look at the chute. Second night, that clock wasn't up there, so then it was more about listening to the noise, which I can't hardly hear anything when I'm focused, so I wasn't listening to any of the chimes. I just like took longer, like, being ready, it felt like, and then it kind of would surprise you a little bit more because I didn't know when the chute was going to open, basically. And but I just really focused in on the chute, and then when it opened, let go and follow the cow out. But yeah, it's pretty simple. I don't know if that's always going to be the strategy, you know, going forward, because if guys got really good at that, I mean, you could almost beat the cow out, just set your rope on them. And, you know, it's new enough that I don't know what it would look like if we all got really good at that. So, but that was good enough for down there for me. It felt like easy roping because I'm never very far from the cow. I bet the box was 16 foot. And then I could just watch the chute open and take off and then use my rope to make up the distance type deal.
Sweet. Talk me through your runs tonight, because that six-man round was so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, we like the cows we drew, and Jake's a really aggressive heeler. I felt like my timing was pretty good when I started my rope. It's all about getting my swings off as I'm leaving the box, and I felt like I matched up with my swings pretty good tonight, and then was able to throw on my third swing, and that's going to make the time a little faster, and then Jake's going to heal him fast, so I don't have to be super aggressive, you know, like, don't take any chances. And then I think Biscuit's awesome at that, because he just sits in there and doesn't wiggle until you know, release him to go out in the arena. So it was pretty simple setup for me. And I could see how what I was doing might be too slow someday, you know.
Tell me more about the steers down here. I heard you had recognized at least one of them.
Yeah, we went to a jackpot in Hugoton and during Guyman, and I don't know how he sent his down here, but somehow we just roped them on like Wednesday of last week, and then we drew a cow that I pulled down in the second round at that jackpot, and then me and Jake ran them the first night of not the wild card, but the when the rodeo started or whatever, and he was a really good cow, but he had went down for us at the roping, and I remembered him and told Jake, but we were pretty excited to have him. I mean, he was a good cow, probably as good of a steer as we ran over there.
Sweet. What's next for you after that?
We got a few rodeos, like Claremore. There's one over east that's new, like around Nashville. A few jackpots, and then we got to head out pretty early this year, earlier than I've ever left. Like the 1st of June, we're going to start rodeoing and be gone for, you know, probably close to 4 months. I probably won't be home very much.
Jeez. You guys have done the W Series before, right? Like, you've been in there a good bit.
Yeah, me and Buds have been to a ton of these and always seem to have luck at them. And then me and Colin come down here last year, and that's what I was telling Jake when we started out roping this year. I said, if you think you can get in there, nominate a few, because that's a really good rodeo. Corpus is like, I think it's the best one of the year, money wise, almost every year down there. So those have been really good to me and Buds, and now me and Jake. Me and Colin won $2,500 out of it last year, but it, you know, paid for the trip, but it wasn't great. But I love those rodeos. They're fun.
Sweet. Is it fun to be part of something that's a little different for the sport?
Yeah, and I think the guys at the WCRA try to help the cowboys out. You know, they're, I mean, it seems like they add a lot of money, and, you know, we just won, say, $30,000 this week. That's like, a lot of our biggest rodeos don't pay that good, you know, so to win that one hit, and I had to drive 10 hours for it, but then I just sat there. Wasn't like I had tons of diesel or extra added travel expenses to get there, you know. I just drove down there and got to rope at it, and then you win $30,000. That's awesome. So I really enjoy the WCRA rodeos, and I think they're trying to help I think Bobby Moat's big on helping the cowboy, and it kind of shows. The production's fun, and there's a lot of people in the stands always. It's a it's a cool event.
I noticed that there's kind of a big chunk of the team ropers that don't, that haven't caught on to the WCRA stuff so far. What do you think the barrier is? Do you think it's something to do with the rodeos, or do you think it's a knowledge gap just off your experience with everybody?
Oh, I think as team ropers, we're the busiest people in rodeo. Mm-hmm. So they spread our time so thin, from like futurity and then jackpot. And then I think a lot of guys just want that extra time at home before they go head out to rodeo. I think everyone knows how they pay, and but they're almost like, I gotta give up something, you know, to not be gone constantly. And like, I'm sure it'll just keep getting bigger, because they're great rodeos. But that's the only thing that I could say would hold me up from it, is we have to try, because it doesn't count for PRCA earnings. We have to, like, when we go to North Carolina, that's a ways away. Over here, you're, you know, 10 hours from home, but it pays so good. But I think as team ropers, we're a little bit spoiled as far as we can go to jackpots every week that pay, you know, 10 to 15 to 30,000, and then you basically just gotta finally say, I'm gonna, you know, work on my place, stay at home, get everything, all my ducks in a row, and then go, or you're going to be gone every day of the week, you know. And some guys are just want to spend time with their family or stay at home. But I think everyone knows how good they are. And I just don't know if they feel like they have enough time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I never thought of it. Like, I see it from the barrel racer's side more.
Yeah, as team ropers, I think we're the busiest guys, or as far as I know, we're the busiest guys in rodeo and it's a great thing because we have a lot of opportunity of money, but at some point you kind of got to pick your avenue a little bit in it, and then, and me and Jake, we're just out here, you know, trying to make money, and it was on a weekend that it wasn't going to conflict with nothing for us, so it's pretty easy for us to come. But that's kind of, and I've been doing it from the start of WCRA, so I'm used to coming down here, and you know, where other guys are maybe like working on their place or trying to get ready to go rodeo. And the bigger rodeo's gotten, like, we're leaving out earlier than we've ever left. So you're basically, instead of being gone 3 months, you're fixing to be gone 4 months right here, because we're leaving out early June. And usually you might leave out towards the end of June, you know? And so it's kind of hard.
That makes a lot of sense. What I'm thinking, but they tell me that you've been pretty on it all week. So kind of talk to me about the pace of your guys' runs this week and kind of how the rodeo went.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a different system roping behind the lighting deal. So I think the first, you know, we were far enough down the line that it was pretty much, if we just made a good snappy run, I think we were pretty well going to be guaranteed to get back. And, you know, we had a pretty good steer. Andrew did a great job. It was a nice, smooth run. It wasn't nothing overly aggressive. I think we were six flat. And then we ended up getting the win. And then we come back in round two, the first round of the progressive deal. And we actually drew a steer that we had roped at a jackpot up there in Hugoton, Kansas, like a week ago. And the steer actually fell down on us at the jackpot. And so it was kind of good to get redemption on him. We made a really good run and got the win in that round. And then the second round of the progressive deal, we should have won that round too. Andy did an awesome job, and I got him healed good. I dallied right on top of my horn, and it ripped the horn cap off of my saddle. And I had to kick, but kind of ride back up and get my dally in, and we were fortunate enough to stay second the average.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, it was kind of an interesting run. Fortunately, it didn't cut my hand up or nothing, so it was, you know, other than costing us some money, it was a pretty good turnout. And, you know, at least let us go further down in that first and the six-man round tonight. And, you know, I thought we made two just really good, sharp, aggressive runs tonight, and fortunate enough to get the win.
Yeah, was that six-man round kind of fun? There was some awesome runs there.
Yeah, I you know, I love when we have rounds like that, when everyone gets tapped off, and, you know, the kind of get your competitive juices rolling just a little bit more whenever each team's kind of besting the team in front of them. That's a fun round of team roping. It's just one you want to hopefully be at the end of. That way, you know, you need to be a little more aggressive when they go to stacking runs down like that.
For sure. So what did you guys figure out behind that stoplight start? What were kind of the things that helped you nail it? Well, I guess for you it wasn't as much, but I guess I'll ask Andrew that one more.
Biggest thing, like, I think everybody kind of had their own little theories. I think Andy ended up just watching the gate open and just pretending like he was in the practice pen. And, you know, you have an idea that it's going to open, but, like, instead of trying to just hammer the start and be on top of him, he tried to kind of keep his rhythm of everything being in front. And then, for me, I kind of did, like, there's no heel barrier, so I could have got up there and hazed or influenced things a little bit, but it felt easier to just kind of sit back there and basically pretend like I had a barrier and try to just go with the gate also. And it kind of, to me, it kept the steer out in front of us and let us make normal runs. That the one where I messed my dally up, actually, what got us a little bit is that steer turned his head right when Andy nodded, and it causes you to pull because you're just always used to having to, you know, not get too close. And so I got caught kind of pulling across the line, and then all of a sudden, by the time I dropped to catch back up, he had it on him, and it kind of made the run feel more rushed. And that, I think that's what kind of added to the pressure of getting a dally. But yeah, I think it was trying to just rope normal, really. I mean, you, like, for me, I sit there and count the dings down to where I kind of have a really good idea when the gate's going to open, but I wasn't in a huge hurry to get going by any means.
Were you guys at Kid Rock last year?
I went with it. Me and Clint roped over there last year, yeah.
Okay. What horse tonight?
Roger. I hadn't been riding him much. I rode him at the American, and then I flew to California and met my rig out there, and I was riding my new horse that I bought out there for the last... I've been on him the last 3 weeks, I guess, and then I just thought, well, with us, we're going to go over to Nashville and stuff, and so I thought I'd get some practice runs on Raj and competition where the, you know, runs are aggressive. So
cool. For the people watching at home, like, that kind of don't know how this whole deal is working or what's going on, I mean, what's motivating you guys to be a part of all this? Is it just the money? Is it something different?
I think both. Yeah, I mean, I think the money's obviously great. You know, the WCRA deal down there at Corpus, I mean, I honestly didn't even realize it paid that good. Andrew had already had points, and when we decided to rope, he just asked me if I wanted to try to get qualified for it. And then I didn't even really look at the payout until we got down there, and I was like, holy crud, that's a heck of a rodeo.
Yeah, did you guys win like $30,000, or did I make that up?
We won 28, yeah.
28.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get to rope for that kind of money and you rope for a living, you need to be part of those deals. And you know, as far as the Kid Rock deal, I think it's fun to be part of neat stuff that, you know, the money's good if you're, you know, it's such a unique format, because last year we made a great run. We only got to run one steer, but we made a great run, and then our team kind of had trouble, and we never really could get nothing going as a team. But it's a weird feeling that, like, you can do really good and not win nothing, and you can really not do good at all, and then you might win $30,000. Like, it's just such a weird thing, but it's a it's kind of a cool format to be part of, to where you can only help your team. You know, so the all the events, all the competitors, they really chip in. The Bulldoggers are jumping in there and shoving steers, and you know, we tried to help like with the calf ropers and breakaways, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of a, I guess, a bonding experience with the different disciplines a little bit.
I like that. Kind of crosses over some groups that don't normally hang out much.
Yeah, and then it definitely makes the rodeo more entertaining and nerve-wracking. And, you know, like I said, it's, I think the team I was on won the Fort Worth deal they did. And it was, like when they're doing the shootout round, it's completely out of your control. And so you're just sitting there, you know, it's like watching rooting for your favorite, you know, like I root for the Jayhawks. So it's like watching a KU game, except for I'm going to get paid if they win.